Today's shiur is Masechet Nazir, Daf Lamed Tes. We will begin on Daf Lamed Tes, Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah. Begins the Mishnah, Stam Naziris. The typical term of Naziris, when it wasn't mentioned, when the person who took upon himself the Naziris did not say anything else, is 30 days, the Shloshim Yoyim. And as the Rishonim point out, Tosfos and the Rash, both teach us that there's really no chiddush in this halacha, that Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yoyim. It's a halacha that we learned quite extensively at the beginning of our Masechta. But the point of this halacha here is to teach us the next halacha. Why is Stam Naziris Shloshim Yoyim? As we learned, because the Pasuk says, Gadol Peri Sa'aroshai, the Pasuk says the word Yiyah, and we learn from the word Yiyah is that the gematria of Yiyah is 30, and that's why we say Naziris is 30. The other opinion that we learned was because a Naziris is mentioned in the Torah 29 times, but Chazal made it that we should keep 30 days. So says the Mishnah, Gilech, if a Nazir cut his hair during the term of his Naziris, Oysha Gilchu listim, or his hair was cut by people that he wasn't able to stop them. List them normally mean bandits, people that just cut his hair. The halacha is soysa shloshim yoyim. He loses 30 days of his naziris. Because the pasuk pshat in the Mishnah is that the halacha is that a hair cutting, which is an essential act of completion of naziris, has to be a hair that grew for 30 days. And that's why most Rishonim explain that the word soyser here is not to be defined the same way we've been defining the word soyser elsewhere. Elsewhere we explain the definition of the word soyser, for example, if somebody becomes tameh during the term of his naziris. So we've always understood that soyser means he forfeits those days that he became tameh. Here, it's not a question of forfeiting those days. He hasn't done anything, especially when his hair was cut against his will. So what happened here is that a different halacha, because since he has to keep, when he finishes Naziris, he has to have hair that grew at least for 30 days. And the reason he has to have hair that grows for 30 days is because we just learned Stam Naziris, the minimal Naziris, it's 30 days. So what the Mishnah means to say is that a Nazir, even though he technically has completed his term of Naziris, cannot cut his hair unless it's hair that grew for 30 days. Says the Mishnah, Nazir Shgilach, if a Nazir cut his hair, says the Mishnah, whether he cut it, Bein Bezug with scissors, Bein Betar with a razor, Osha Sifsif, or he caused the hair to go out of his hair by moving his hair around with his hand. And the Rishonim here also point out the definition of the word sifsif means that he put his hands into his hair, and by putting his hands into his hair and moving it around in his hair, that caused the hair to come out. But it doesn't mean that he deliberately pulled out his hair. But even if, says the Mishnah, Shesifsef, Kol Shehu, even if he just caused that one hair should leave his home, Chayv Malkus. Because the Torah Kedosha teaches us that one of the most fundamental halachas that apply to a Nazir, Atah Lo Yaval Roshay, and as we're going to learn on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Mitzvah Shem, that even if you cause hair to leave your home, your hair, your head, that is considered a violation of Tala Yaval Roshay. The Rishonim also focus on the definition of the word sifsef that we just learned. And we have other words that are used in our shiurim, that Tarlash, Miret. What is the difference between Talisha and sifsef? So some want to explain that the difference is that talash is something that was done deliberately, and sifsef It's just that he was combing, putting his hand through his head, and it came out. Another shot that the Mefarish seems to teach as the distinction between Sifseif and Toilish is Sifseif, you did not cause the entire hair to come out, just part of the hair came out. That's enough to be considered Sifseif. Toilish is when you tore the hair out that it even came out from its root. Says the Gemara, Ibailu, Hai Mazya. So the Gemara asks now a fundamental question. The halacha is that hair, the Gemara wants to know when hair grows from one's head, how does the hair grow? Melatachas Rabbi, does it grow from the root? That's how he knew the hair that keeps on growing grows out of one's head. Or Mel'el, was that the hair that's on one's head, the tip of the hair, that's what goes. So, in other words, the difference between these two approaches is where is the new hair coming from? Is it coming from the root that it's attached to the head? Or is it going that the hair that's already there, the strand of hair that's already there, is expanding? L'may nafkamina, ask the Gemara, why is this an important question for us to try to understand? Answers, the Gemara, l'nazer shegulchul listim. It's relevant when Nazar cut his hair. And even though the Gemara used the words listin, it doesn't necessarily, of course, says the Retvaz, mean listen. It's going to be if the Nazir cut his hair himself, or if another Yisrael will cut his hair. Well, the same halacha will apply in all of the circumstances that we're going to be speaking about now. The reason, says the Ritvaz, the Gemara focuses on Nazir Shegulchul listen, because a Nazir himself is most unlikely to cut his hair. He accepted upon himself a Naziris, not with the intention to pull out his hair. Or similarly, another pshat is that another Yisrael is certainly unlikely to be the individual to pull out the hair of a Nazir. And that's why the Gemara focuses on a listin. But it's not necessarily the question that we're going to discuss will not make a nafkamina who was the one that pulled out the hair. Again, the Nazir Shegulchul listin, the Shairiba, and they left over Kedei Lokef Rosh Lehikroi, that the hair that was cut is not completely cut out. It's enough to be able to bend it over, and it will reach, if you'll bend it over, it's long enough that it'll reach, the bent over part will reach the beginning of the hair, the bottom of the hair. That is considered a hair that's left. And now the Gemara makes its point. If we say that hair that grows out of one's head grows out from where it's attached to the head, Naziris, so this hair that he accepted upon himself, that was a ner, that the hair became kadosh, the hair became holy, because that was the moment that it became a nazir, hashakle. If the hair is growing out from the root, the hair that's at the bottom near the root, that is the hair that was cut. That was the hair that has to remain for the term of Naziris. So that's why that hair, if it was cut that way, if hair grows from the bottom, from the root, is no longer hair. And therefore, even if we'll have a hair that's long enough to be bent over, but it isn't a hair that is long enough to be bent over from the original hair that was there when the Nazir took upon himself the Naziris. And as all the Rishonim point out, that when we're speaking about the hair in our Mishnah, in our Gemara, that has to be there for at least 30 days, that has to be hair that was there from the beginning of the Naziris. But if the only hair that's remaining is hair that was that came later, even though the hair strand that is coming out of the head of the Nazir isn't still long enough to bend over, but that hair that's long enough to be bent over is not hair that you could use for Naziris, that to say that it was there for the term of the Naziris. However, says the Gemara, Eli Amrit, if we're going to say the Mil'el Rabbi, that the new hair grows from the hair, from the top, so my the Kaddish, that's the new hair is the part that was cut. The part that was there from the beginning remains there. And as long as the hair strand is long enough that it could be bent over, Hakayim, that's the hair that was there, and therefore the halacha will be that his Naziris has not been violated, going back to the case of our Mishnah, where the hair of the Nazir was cut. When is there a halacha that he has to deal with it, and when need he not deal with it? According to this side of this question, the case of our Mishnah will have to be only in a case where the hair that was cut in our Mishnah was completely cut. Of course, in a situation where the hair was completely cut, of course, there's no question that if the hair was cut, it causes that it should affect the status of his Naziris. So we have now this fundamental question, how does hair grow out of one head? Toshma. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya. Miha imba chaya. If somebody has, Rachman Tzlon, lice in his hair, the koyim be'ikva de binsa, it always you see is left next to the root. Now says the Gemara, I amri matachas rabbi, if we're going to say the way hair grows, it's constantly growing out of the root, so as the hair grows, the louse should be traveling along with him. So the fact that the louse does not travel with the hair as the hair grows is a raya that the part of the hair that grows is the hair at the tip, not at the root. And therefore, the louse that was there has nothing to propel it to grow away from the root. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya. Loilam, we could say, Motachas Ravi, that the hair grows from the root. But if the hair grows from the root, why isn't this louse, the lice, traveling along with it? Agav Chiyusa, Nachas V'Ozel Imba. The life, the gravity that's in that louse always pushes it to the bottom. So even though the hair is growing and the lice should be traveling, the inertia in the lice always pushes it back to the bottom. So Gemara brings another ayah. Toshma, imba mesa bereisha debinsa. If we see a dead louse is always left on the further, on the tip of the hair. Visal kadatach mel rabbi, if we're going to say that the hair grows from the tip, bikvid debinsa b'alamikim. So this louse that was there from before, that's where it was where it was alive, and there it died. So how did it get to the tip? It must be that the hair grows from the bottom, and the hair travels, and the lice travel along with it, and that's how it got to the tip, says the Gemara. That isn't necessarily a proof. Hasam Nami, there we could say that the hair grows from the tip, and even though when it dies, it travels to the tip. Why? It no longer has any internal energy. It's dead. And it just pushes down since the hair is going down. So the gravity pulls it down to the end of the hair. But it's not a proof one way or the other. Our Gemara has been focusing on lice. And the Gemara Masechet Shabbos and the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simen Shin Tez Zayin Sif Tes and the Mishnah Berura Sif Katan Lamed Ches say that we know that one of the Malachas on Shabbos is killing an animal. Because why? Because as we know, all the Malachas on Shabbos are fashioned after what happened in the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, in the construction of the Mishkan, they killed the Oileris Elim Mudamim, they killed those Elim to get the hide of those animals So from there we know that killing a living thing on Shabbos is considered a melacha. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, since what was killed in the Mishkan, elamu damim, and those are animals that pop, that multiply naturally, from there we see from a male and a female, but a kina, which the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch says, that does not naturally multiply, they held that the earth produces these kinim, so that's why it's not considered something that was born from a male and a female, and there's no chiyuv in the tilus neshama. So now the question is, if somebody will kill a louse on Shabbos, what is the halacha? Particularly because we know the lice do lay eggs, and since they do lay eggs, and that's what causes them to have, to produce the louse, so is it, on one hand we have the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch saying that there is no chiyuv for killing a louse on Shabbos. On the other hand, the reality of what we see should change that halacha. So the Masham in the Das Torah brings a raya from our Gemara. Because in our Gemara, we just spoke about the Inv v'chaya, and if we look in Tosfos, Tosfos says, Inv v'chaya means the eggs of the lice. So we see that there are eggs to lice. So if there are eggs to lice, it must be that there is a chiyuv for killing a kina on Shabbos. But the Das Torah himself says it's not necessarily a compelling proof because there are different type of kinim. And maybe our Gemara is speaking about the inva, and the inva is produced from the bayim, from eggs, like in a natural way. But the kinim that the Gemara refers to and the Shulchan Aruch refers to are kinim that are born from the dirt. And we can't bring a raya from one to the other. So the Michtav Elio, Rabbi Elio Dessler discusses, he says that we have no right to change any halacha that it says in Shulchan Aruch. And if it says in Shulchan Aruch what that kinim are produced from dirt, even though we know scientifically that that is not the fact, we follow what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. But there are other poskim that disagree. And they have two reasons why to say that we can't take what it says in the Shulchan Aruch literally in the case of killing lice on Shabbos. First of all, as even as we see from the Das Torah, there's something called an inva, which has eggs, and there's kinim, which the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says, does not have eggs. But we don't know which is which. Since we don't know which is which, when we see a lice on Shabbos, we have no way of knowing how to treat that lice. That's one factor to take into consideration. The other factor to take into consideration is that even though the lice in the time of Chazal did not grow, were not multiplied through a male and a female through egg, maybe the lice, b'zman hazeh, changed. We often have in halacha the concept of nishtanu hativim, that many things changed in the world order. And this may be one of those things. And therefore, since this is one of those things, the halacha is, say, many poskim, of course, one would not be allowed to kill a kina b'zman hazeh on Shabbos. But we still have our question that we have been discussing. What is the halacha regarding how do we look at hair growing? Does it grow from the root or does it grow from the tip? Says the Gemara, Tashma pluris the kushim. The kushim would make braids on their head. The way that what they would do is that they would shave a big portion of the head. They would leave some hair, and that hair would be braided very tight. The Boston Magadan law, after they make the braid, Rafia Melasachas, the hair next to the head starts to come apart. And the Gemara is assuming that why does the braid come apart? Because that's where the new hair is growing from. That new hair that's growing now was never braided together. Since that new hair was never braided together, that's why it comes out not braided. Says the Gemara, that isn't necessarily the reason. Hasam nami, I did the kamtahi b'shach v'rachya. Because the braid, people lay down on their hair, and that causes the braid to come apart. And it has nothing to do necessarily from where it grows. Tashima, so the Gemara brings a different raya. Miskarta. The halach is that we know, we spoke many times, that animals are dyed. And what happens is, when you put a color on the animal, on the wool of an animal, it causes it to clump together. And we see the Rafi Amri Milasachas. After we put that red dye, the hair, the new wool that grows from the animal is not clumped together. So we see it must be that the new hair is coming from the root, the Tanya. And we speak about this rule of dyeing an animal. As we spoke, the Gemara Masechta Bechayrus Daf Nun Chesam Beis teaches us regarding Maisa Behema, that the way we identify every new year from the new animals that are born, every 10th animal has to be identified as Maisa Behema. And the way that is accomplished is by taking all the new animals into an enclosed area, making a narrow opening that only one animal can walk at a time, and counting. And as we get to every 10th animal, we mark it with red dye. The Sioux and the Grises and the Halach, and we see that when we dye these animals, only the part that was dyed is colored red. The part that comes out afterwards is not red. So we see that it's the hair, the new wool, comes from the root. And then the Gemara brings another raya. From Ketzavi Savi Dikin, when old people dye their beards. When Dchivrin, so of course, Daloche, as is stated in Shulchan Aruch, Yerodei is Simen Kuf Pei Beis Sivov, is that a man is not to dye his hair, his beard, because the Torah says, Lo Yibush Geva Simul Sisha. So the simple way of learning the Gemara is not that a Jew dyed his hair, for a Jew may not dye his hair or his beard, but it was a non-Jew. And we see, says the Gemara, that when they dye their hair, chivin ikvinimim, as new hair grows, the hair that grows out from the root is white. And that's what becomes white first. Shmamino, from here we clearly see, the matachas ravi, that when hair grows, it grows from the bottom. Shmamino, says the Gemara, this is a compelling proof that now, going back to the question that we asked, if a nozer's hair was cut, but there's enough left that it should be, that it could bend over, now that we say that the hair goes from the bottom, it still wouldn't help us. Because what hair was cut when this hair of the nozer was cut, even though it wasn't completely cut? It was the hair that was there at the beginning, when the Nazir accepted upon himself the Naziris. And that's the hair that grew and moved away from the body. And that's the hair that a Nazir has to keep for the term of his Naziris. And he lost that hair. It was cut. But in a case where, and therefore, even though enough of the hair is still remaining, it will not help vis-a-vis the halacha that we learned in our Mishnah. We just discussed that the halacha, as is taught us in Yerodeya, Simen Kuf Samach Beis Sivov, is that a Jewish man, is not allowed to cut his color his hair because of this, or Lo Yilbish Geva Simul Sisha. And the Poskim discuss what's the halacha if somebody got white young. That means, certainly, if somebody is an older person, older gentleman, and that's why his hair got white, he has no right to dye his hair. But let's say somebody got white at a young age, and now because he got white, it becomes difficult for him to find a job. There are many employers that are reluctant to hire older people. it's harder for him to find the shidduch, because a young woman is not going to want to marry an older man. And the question is that, what is the halach of such a person? So the Shail Satshuvus Avnei Zakarin learns our Gemara not the way we learned our Gemara. We learned the Gemara, the Raya of the Gemara is talking about non-Jews who dye their beards, and we see what part of the beard gets white. He says that the person in our Gemara is actually a Jew. But then the question comes up, how is a Jew allowed to dye his beard? The answer is that since it's a circumstance like we just discussed, he's allowed to dye his hair. Of course, it's not a very compelling proof, because there's no proof that we're talking necessarily about a Jew. So the halach lemaisa, and this is a big machlokes of paiskim, and that's why I saw two interesting psakim. Some paiskim, of course, say it's permissible. Some paiskim say it's prohibited. And some paiskim suggest that if the person doesn't dye his hair himself, but he asks a non-Jew to dye his hair on his behalf, that may be less of a shaila. I also saw that the Ragged Shover in the Shail Satshuvus Sofos Paneach suggests that there may be a difference when if somebody is dyeing his hair or dyeing his beard. The Ragged Shover wants to suggest that dyeing one's hair is something that is easily and properly accomplished. And therefore, as we're learning, it may not be done by a Jewish man because of Lo Yilbash. He says, even if somebody were to dye his beard, suggests the Ragged Shover, you can never dye it perfectly. And only in a case where you're going to dye it perfectly, only in a case where you could dye it perfectly, that's when we have an issue. When you can't dye it perfectly, it's not going to really take the dye, then the Ragged Shover suggests, and in doing it for the reasons that we just discussed, maybe we could be a little more lenient. Ask the Gemara, Elohad Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Nos the Shikilchul list of Shireba, Kadei Los Rosh Likroi, if the Nazir was hair was cut, but the hair is long enough that it still could be bent over, Ein Asoysa, the Aloha of our Mishnah would not apply. But ask the Gemara, if we just finished proving that the hair always goes from the root, lister, because what happened is that over here, what happened was that he caused his hair to, the hair that was there from the beginning was cut. Answers the Gemara, that Bryce is referring to a situation that the Nazir hair was cut after the 30 days of his Naziris, prior to him actually, as the Nazir is supposed to cut his hair and bring his Kabbanis, and the hair was cut prior to the Nazir having had an opportunity to do so. And therefore, says the Gemara, whose opinion is our Mishnah, the Braisa actually following, Rabbi Elazar. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. The Omer, we learned Rabbi Elazar's opinion on Daf Tazayin. Kol Achim Alois, that if the Nazir became Tomei after his Naziris is over, or the Aloch is, we don't treat him, said Rabbi Elazar, like a Nazir who becomes Tomei during his term of Naziris, that we know a Nazir becomes Tomei during the term of his Naziris, forfeits everything that he has kept till now, and after he becomes Tohor, he has to begin from the beginning. Here, such an individual has to only wait 7 days, and that's what the case here is, that after the Nazir finished his term of Naziris, before he brought the Kabbanis, the halacha, as somebody went and cut his hair, the halacha is that he has to wait 7 days, and after he waits 7 days, then he could go through his procedure. Says the Gemara, my tam Rebbe Elazar, what is the reason for Rebbe Elazar's opinion? Says the Gemara, yalav taglachas tahara, the halachas of what happened after the Nazir finished his term perfectly when he wasn't tamei, He learns these halachas from Teglachas Tuma, what happens when a Nazir became, lost his Nazir because he came Tomei. Ma Teglachas Tuma. The halacha is that Rebbe Lezer holds that if a Nazir became Tomei after he completed his term, but prior to his doing the finishing procedures, the halacha is he has to wait only 7 days. After Teglachas Tahara, says the Gemara, Rebbe Lezer's opinion is that if his hair was cut after he finished his Naziris, not that he became Tomei, here too he has to wait only Shiva, says the Gemara, Kimlul Rabbanan. Another Gemara says that Rabbanan hold, Kol Shiva Yom Asya Mazya, that in 7 days, even though you don't have the same amount here, obviously, as you have when a Nazir finishes the whole term of 30 days, but you do already have enough hair, k'day lokif rosh shalikroi, that you can bend over the hair and it'll touch the bottom of the hair. And that's enough of a hair growth that you could cut the hair to fulfill the mitzvah of taglachas. And that's the case where the braisa says that if there's that much hair left, then it's not a problem. Again, provided that it only took place after the term of the Naziris ended. We learned in the Mishnah, Nazir Shegilech Bein Batar Bein Mezug, Oysha Sifsef Koshu Chayiv. The Torah here says that the Mishnah says that any form of removing hair by a Nazir is considered a violation of his Naziris. The focus of this Gemara is going to be in a pasuk regarding a pasuk that the Torah teaches us regarding the halachas of a Nazir. The Torah Akdosha says, Kol yimei neda nizroi ta'alo yav al roshoi, kodesh yeh gadol pera sar roshoi. Torah about any ela tar. The Torah says ta'alo yav al roshoi. So I would say only a razor is what may Nazir not use. Tolash, if he tore out his hair. And as we saw, tolash means that he tore it out, but there may be some of the hair left. A mirit, or he used a powder that will cause his hair to go out. A sifsef, or he was moving his hand through his hair, and it caused his hair to fall out. Menayin, that kolshu, and even only one hair fell out. How do we know that even one hair, the Nazir causing one hair to come out, disrupts his Naziris, that he's not allowed to do this? That any type of removal of hair, even if he removed any type of removal of hair, the halacha is that it's usur. Says, and the Rishonim point out that even if he left hair, going back to what we just discussed, even if he left enough hair that it could be bent over and touched the bottom, it doesn't make a difference. The Gemara focuses on the word kolshehu, that any removal of a hair in any fashion, according to Rabbi Yishya, is a violation of Naziris. Only a razor is considered a violation. In any type of removal of hair, there is, even if it's similar to what a razor accomplishes, which we're going to be speaking about, you're not over the lav. Many Rishonim point out that even though we have here machlokes in the Gemara about when are you over the lav, when is the Nazir over the lav, through which way of removing the hair is the Nazir over the lav and when not, that's only regarding the lav. The halach regarding the mitzvahs to say that he's certainly over if he caused his hair to be removed from his head. Similarly, there's a machloikis achroinim. We know that aside from all the lavim that a Nazir has to be concerned about in removing his hair during his term of his Naziris, he also violates Bal Yachel for profaning his word. He hasn't kept the terms of his nether. And the Machloikas Achroinim, if when we say, when Reb Yonason says it's only with a razor, What will be regarding the lava bal yachil? The Miches Chinuch says that the chiyuv he will be over bal yachil, even according to Rabbi Yonasan, in any way of removing his hair. Other achroinim disagree. If you're not going to be over the lava of Naziris, you're also not going to be over bal yachil. Ask the Gemara for ksiv kodesh yigal pes aroshay. So ask the Gemara, why is Rabbi Yonasan lenient with cutting one's hair, not with a razor? The Torah says that a nazir has to grow his hair. And by removing his hair, he violated what the Torah requires of a nazir. So why should it make a difference how he did it? Answers the Gemara, that he says, Rabbi Yonasan explains that the pasuk of Kodesh Yigal Pera is not to teach us that any fashion of removing the hair is asur. The memra, the gilech levetar, the Torah is trying to teach us only if you used a razor, that's when kaim lebe esay veloysa say. That you chayiv, and you over the loysa say of tala yaval roshay, and you also over the say of gadol pera. But it has nothing to do, says the Gemara, if you didn't use, according to Rabbi Yonasan, a razor.